And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed his days, they were returning, and the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looking for him among their relatives and acquaintance, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" They did not understand what he said. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. And he was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and before people. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It was set there in very recent times. In 1944, Pope Pius XII established this as a feast day. And it was set the day after the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which was yesterday. Let's look at this gospel. These gospels are fascinating if you take a deeper look. First of all, Luke is the one who tells us about the Blessed Mother. The other gospels have very, very little to say. Matthew's gospel tells us about Joseph much more than the others do. But Luke's gospel is the gospel of Mary. Only Luke has the Annunciation, the Visitation, the presentation of Jesus, and only Luke has this event of Jesus when he was 12 years old in Jerusalem. One of the interesting sidelights it tells us is that according to Luke's gospel, the Holy Family came frequently to Jerusalem. I mean, they lived up north, 65, 70 miles north in Galilee, up in Nazareth. To come all the way down, that was a major journey in that time. But it appears that they came for the festivals of Passover every year. Now, that's interesting. John's gospel has Jesus coming back and forth many times. But Mark and Matthew would give us the impression that Jesus came only one time to Jerusalem, and that was for the last week of his life. Now, for those of you who have been in the Holy Land, you'll understand the geographical challenge coming from all the way in Galilee, walking south all the way to Jerusalem. But let me look at the gospel. There are two incidents here in chapter 2 in the Gospel of Luke. One that we're interested in. One is the presentation of Jesus, where this elderly man says to Mary, "And your own soul a sword shall pierce." She didn't understand this. And now we have this curious difference between the parents, especially the mother of Jesus. She's the only one who speaks. Joseph never says anything in any gospel. But she is the one that says, "Why have you done this to us?" And she did not understand the answer. But it says she pondered these things in her heart. She is the example of the one who ponders the presence of mystery. There are many things happen in our lives we don't understand, but we tend to be an analytical people. Our culture is that way. We're a problem-solving people. We tend to want to solve the problem. In my compulsive personality, I tend to solve the problem now. Or you call in the experts or whoever they are, but we have to solve the problem. We don't have much hospitality in our culture for mystery, something that I have to contemplate and find a deeper meaning, a deeper teaching of the presence of mystery. And that's Mary is a great example of the one who is contemplative, who accepts the presence of mystery. She ponders all these things in her heart, and it will take a whole lifetime to reveal the value and the teaching of the mystery. You know, in the Greek language, ballem is a verb. It means to toss. Something tossed across your path so that you will stumble is diabalem in Greek. Gives us an English word, diabolical. Proballem in Greek is something tossed at you. Ballem, proballem, which gives us an English word, problem. Now, once we have a problem, you have to solve it right away. If your car doesn't work, you've got to call AAA. If you go home, you turn on the lights, they don't work. That's a problem. There are many problems in life, and we tend to look for a solution to the problem. It begs us, it demands that we find a solution to the problem. However, mystery is different. We never try to solve a mystery. We're silent in the presence of mystery. Sometimes we're fearful in the presence of mystery. But we never try to solve a mystery. Now, Gabriel Marcel, the French philosopher, wrote extensively on this. And he says, our difficulty is that we tend to treat mysteries as if they were problems. And therefore, when we encounter a mystery in life, something beyond our understanding, if we don't accept the presence of mystery and ponder the mystery as Mary did, we tend to treat a mystery as if it was a problem, and we demand an answer, and there is no answer, and we can get very impatient and frustrated. So there are many things that happen to us in life that defy logic or explanation. Why me? How come it's me and not the other person? Mystery. You stand in the presence of a mystery, and you're awed and you're silent. You allow the mystery to enlighten you. The mystery will teach you. Teach you by being patient, being introspective, contemplative. You can learn from a mystery, but you don't try to solve it. And that's exactly what Mary's example is, especially in Luke's gospel here. You'll find the same thing at the foot of the cross. Mary did not understand the full mission of Jesus, and therefore she's confused, but she is contemplative. And even though she can't solve it, can't understand it, she accepts it, and she is enlightened by the presence of mystery. So wherever you find mystery in your life, and every one of us encounters mystery, something beyond our control, beyond our understanding, and so on. You pause, breathe in, and reflect, and allow the mystery to become a teaching, an enlightenment. That's the example of Mary in today's gospel. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. Might keep a prayer for Father Tony Astudillo. Somebody remember Father Tony? He was here for years. He got a very bad edition of COVID in January, February, and he was incubated for 16 days, almost died. And because of that, it affected his vocal cords. So he had a surgery yesterday to try to correct the damage to his vocal cords. So, but he texted me last night after his surgery. So keep a prayer for him. I think he was endeared to many people here at Holy Family I think he was here for about 5 or 6 years. Anyway.